Blog Talk Radio.
There is a legend of two men out on the sports prairie. Two lonesome men that can wrap up the last 24 hours of sports for you. It is the legend of El Presidente and his faithful sidekick, $2 Bill Josh. It is the legend of the balance wrap-up, and that legend continues today.
Peter, you just pooped all over the bed.
When you poop in your dreams, you poop for real.
It's time for the Balanced Pep Rally. Join Tom Marquis and $2 Bill Josh as they break down all the high school action for you. Right now, here's Tom and $2 Bill Josh for today's Pep Rally.
All right, boys and girls, welcome to the Pep Rally. Woo, it's Friday here at the Balance, and you know what that means, Joshua. We're breaking down high school football right here on the Balance Pep Rally. We've got some good games in store today. I know you're en route. If you're not there already, to the Ben Davis Warren Central, let's jump right into breaking down these games. We got 30 minutes for the Pep Rally. Let's make it count. Josh, what's going on over there at Ben Davis High School?
Well, as expected for the Ben Davis Warren Central game, the traffic jams on Washington, Rockville, Pitt Street, Girls School, 465. It's the biggest game in the area tonight by far. When I spoke to the athletic director a little bit earlier today, he said he thinks he sold about 6,500 tickets so far.
Well, that's fantastic for a high school football game. I'll tell you what, it's great to see high school football back at it again. Josh, what are the keys to tonight's game?
Well, if you're Ben Davis, you got to be really angry. You got to be tired of people saying you can't beat Warren Central. You haven't done it in the regular season since 2001, which is my senior year of high school. They beat them in the regionals in 2002 and 2008. If you're Ben Davis, you got some motivation from last year. You got beat at Warren Central 35-0. Committed 5 turnovers, got sacked 6 times last year. And Warren Central's been running their mouth all week to Ben Davis, talk about how they're going to come into Ben Davis and blow them out of Ben Davis. So I think for Ben Davis, it's got to be anger. You know, kind of like Colts fans have that burning desire to see the Colts do good on Sunday. That's for the show tomorrow. But you have to have that desire to beat Warren tonight.
Well, I tell you what, it's always, like you said, it's the biggest game of the day. It's always a good matchup to watch these two teams do battle every week. So if you're in the Indianapolis area, go ahead and head on over there to Ben Davis High School and check out what will probably be the best game of the season. And what a great matchup it is. Tell us a little bit about the offensive line for Ben Davis there, Josh.
Well, the offensive line for Ben Davis averages about 280 pounds. They're all seniors. They got a couple of seniors that come off the bench as backups. They're a running team, so they're kind of a smash-you-in-the-mouth team. I think they're Tom's style of football, actually.
Okay. And what are some of the things that Warren Central has to do to stop this line?
Well, Warren Central's defensive line averages 295 pounds, and they're all Division I prospects along that front four for the Warren Central Warriors. So that's going to be one of the keys to the game is who can control the line of scrimmage. Can Ben Davis find any holes in that Warren Central line?
Okay. So now I don't have all my notes right here with me, Josh, and I apologize, but Warren Central is undefeated, correct?
Yes, both teams enter this game undefeated. Warren Central's number one in the state. Ben Davis is number three in the state.
So somebody's going to go home. Their streak is going to be broke. Now, tell us a little bit about Warren Central. What do they have to do, and what about their offensive line, their defensive line? Give us some keys to the game for Warren Central.
Warren Central's offensive line is bigger than every Division I state in the state of Indiana, except for Notre Dame's offensive line, as they average 325 pounds. They're all seniors. They're all Division I prospects along the offensive line, too. They got a Division I prospect, a quarterback, and they got 3 or 4 Division I recruits at running back, so they're absolutely loaded on offense.
Okay. Now, I know that we're going to try and cover as many games as we can this year and try to be at them as we can. Now, one of the things we're going to rely on our listeners, guys. We want to hear from you. If you've got a school that you want to talk about, if you want us to feature here on the Balanced Pep Rally, we are more than willing to do that. Obviously, it's going to be a lot cooler tonight than it was last Friday. Last Friday, there was a lot of heat involved in that situation, as well as we experienced as we went up to West Lafayette as well. All right, well, we've got Zionsville also taking the field today. Tell us a little bit about the Zionsville game tonight, Josh.
Zionsville's playing Hamilton Southeastern. Hamilton Southeastern last year started 2-0, lost to Brownsburg, went into the Zionsville game. It started a streak of 8 straight wins. I expect something similar to happen tonight. Also, I'm hoping to have a surprise for the Gridiron tomorrow. I'm going to try to grab Kevin Wilson over at Giant Stadium tonight.
Well, that would be fantastic if you could do that. And if you can do that, I owe you a steak at the place of eating of your choice. all right, Josh. So Zionsville's got a pretty good team this year. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on there.
Zionsville's a pretty good team. They like to run the ball. One thing I will tell listeners: this isn't really a key to the game. They're the only team whose head coach coaches from the coaching box week in and week out. He's never on the sideline.
Okay. And now, Hamilton Southeastern, tell us a little bit about them tonight.
They're 2-1. They lost last week 38-37 at Brownsburg. They're the number 4 or 5 team in the state. They got a stud at quarterback, and they got a strong running game. Actually, in the state of Indiana, if you're a good team, odds are you have a great running game.
Right. Well, one of the things that I like about Central Indiana High School football, they always breed some of the best college players around the nation, and even some professional players. Obviously, we had a local boy that played here for the Colts briefly here. Unfortunately, he didn't make the cut. But it's always exciting to see, you know, a lot of these high school players come together. You know, this season, 52 high school football teams. It's a good opportunity to get out there. Now, Ritter's another undefeated team. Tell us about the Ritter game tonight, Don.
Ritter is going into tonight's game 3-0 against Speedway, who's also 3-0. Actually, they're playing tomorrow night at 7:30. No, at 5
oh, okay.
p.m. tomorrow night at Lucas Oil Stadium. The key for Ritter is they have 6 players suspended for alcohol-related incidents. All 6 of them are starters, including their star sophomore quarterback, Jake Perica. So you got to think that Ritter's going into this game undermanned against a very good Speedway team that's already scored 62 points twice in 3 games.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about Brownsburg Bulldogs. Obviously, they're having a great season this year. Tell us a little bit about what's going on there.
Brownsburg has a really good running game. They have a good special teams. They're solid all across. I think they have an outside shot if they can get past Avon to go undefeated.
Okay. So we've got now Avon tonight. They play Fishers, is that correct?
Yes, Avon is playing host to the defending state champion Fisher Tigers, who are 1-2, not having the season they would hope for coming off a state championship game. It's at Avon, and if you can't get into Ben Davis High School, it appears it's close to being sold out, and you're on the west side, I encourage you to go check out Fishers and Avon. Avon's a state title threat. I'm not so sure that Fishers is, but it's another Hoosier Heritage Crossroads Conference battle out at Avon.
Okay. Well, guys, what we want to do is also let you know that tomorrow between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. is the Balanced Gridiron right here on Blog Talk Radio. And we're going to talk football for 2 hours, and we're going to really dive into this whole Peyton Manning situation and the Colts and the Texans. We want to make sure you want to be a part of that show. Obviously, we're going to break down the Notre Dame Michigan game. We're going to break down the Purdue Rice game. We're also going to break down IU and Virginia. But one of the things that we're going to do is we're going to really take 30 minutes of the show. We've got some guests that'll be calling in and get their take, and all of our guests that we have throughout the show. We've got Phil Harris from the Indianapolis Star calling in. We've got Brad Wells from Colts Stampede calling in. We've got Jimmy the intern will be calling in, and we've got a jam packed day, and we're going to be talking to each and every one of those guests about their experiences in 9/11. We're going to talk a little bit about the NFL players and how they plan to honor the 9/11 at a cost to them. Could very well cost them in the pocket, but bravo to them. We're going to hear a little promo about our 9/11 show, and we're going to take a break. When we get back, we're going to break down the rest of the games across Central Indiana. You're listening to the Balanced Pep Rally on Blog Talk Radio.
That just exploded.
I just saw another plane coming in from the side.
You did. That was
the second explosion. You could see the plane come in just from the right-hand side of the screen. So this looks like it is some sort of a concerted
arriving at the scene. Jim Friedel in Hoboken said it appeared to back sharply and smash directly, perhaps purposefully, into, oh my goodness,
oh God,
there's another one.
Oh.
Oh my goodness, there's another
it
one.
It seems to be on purpose.
Oh my goodness, now it's obvious, I think, that there's a second plane.
Okay.
Where do you get your knowledge from? How much time do you have in a pilot?
Oh, there's another.
Oh no! Okay.
Explosion.
Explosions, multiple explosions, ladies and gentlemen. We just saw another explosion. Obviously.
On September 11, 2001, the world stopped turning for the United States of America. Balance remembers. We want to hear your stories. Were you there? Did you survive? Did you have family members there? We want to know how September 11th affected you. Give us your comments at www.thebalanceonline.com or on our Facebook fan page. The Balance will be airing a very special episode to remember those who gave the ultimate sacrifice on September 11th, 2001. May God bless America.
Right in the middle of the building. And right now, that was definitely looked like it was on purpose.
You saw a plane?
Yes, I just saw a plane go into the building.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Uh-huh.
All right, boys and girls, welcome back to the Balance Pep Rally. It is Friday night, and that can only mean one thing. We're talking high school football right here on the Balance. And along with me is, as usual, my counterpart, $2 Bill Josh, who's out at the Ben Davis Warren Central game. And also on the line with us up in the Huntington area is Gary Snyder, who's going to talk to us a little bit about what's going on there from the Gary Snyder Show. So, Gary, we'll get right to you. What's going on in high school football area? Hopefully not racism.
Let's hope not. Although you never know. You never know what comes from Huntington. Hey, we got,
that's right.
Actually, Huntington is not playing tonight. They are playing tomorrow. They are traveling down to Lucas Oil Stadium, where they will be taking on the Kokomo Wildcats. So Huntington, after losing their first two, coming back and beating Logansport in the NCC opener at Ball State last Saturday, 35-14, they have to turn around now, travel back down to Indianapolis this week, and take on a very, very, very good Kokomo team.
Now, I'm glad you mentioned that about Kokomo, because I certainly wanted to get into that, and I know, Josh, we had some thoughts about that game as well. So let's look at that game real quick. Kokomo's a very good team, and they're certainly one of the people that I have penciled in that could win a state title this year. What are the keys to defeating a team like Kokomo? And Gary, Josh, both of you guys can take that question.
Actually, Kokomo is coached by a good friend of mine, Mr. Brett Colby. I actually played for him a little bit in high school.
Hold on. Where did you play for him at?
When I was up at Frankfurt for a couple of years.
Oh, my God. I graduated from from Frankfurt. I was a hot dog.
Small world, huh?
My whole family is still in Frankfurt. I played for Frankfurt for Doc Heath when he took over, and that was just before Brett Colby did.
Small world, isn't it, Gary?
Go hot dogs.
Well, so let's look at this Kokomo team. Obviously, they're a strong team, and like I said, they're a team that's probably a favorite to win a state title this year. What has to be done to stop Kokomo this weekend, guys?
Well, I haven't got a chance to see Kokomo play too much. I imagine they're still wanting the wing tee that Colby brought with them from Frankfurt High School. Possibly we used it over at South Putnam when he was over there. The key to stopping the wing tee is you got to be strong in the defensive line. Otherwise, they're just going to find holes and rip through them all night long.
I think that's what you'll find. And I, you know, as much as I'm a big Huntington North fan, I just don't know if they're up to doing that. And probably the biggest obstacle for Kokomo winning a championship comes out of Fort Wayne, and Fort Wayne is in their defense, and defense that's where the state championship teams. And, boy, Snyder and these teams up in the Fort Wayne area just always seem to find their number.
Oh, yeah. Now, Fort Wayne Snyder is another good team that's going on. Tell us a little bit about some of the Fort Wayne teams and some of the Northeastern teams up there in that part of the state, and what can fans look for up there?
Well, you know, Fort Wayne North, you know, if you take away and strip away all the racist bantering back and forth between them and Huntington North, this last couple of weeks, seems to be a very good team. You know, they won their first two, including going out and beating a very strong Fort Wayne Bishop Dwinger team. But still, up in the Fort Wayne area, you got to look at the Fort Wayne Snyders, and you got to look at Bishop Lewers, who is just the beast in the Northeast.
The beast of the Northeast, I like that. Well, one of the beasts that are playing down there at Giant Stadium at Ben Davis tonight is Ben Davis and Warren Central. And, Josh, you're live down there. So, again, bring us up to speed with that game.
Well, you could tell just by looking on the two fields. On the field, these two teams hate each other, as they've already just about gotten into it twice. And we saw 40 minutes before the game started. But going back to Gary, bringing up the racism thing, I'd like to remind our fans whether you're at a high school game, a college game, or a pro game, there's no need to get into a violent act like happened out in San Francisco. Keep it under control when you're at a sporting event.
Gary?
I'm sorry, I could not hear what he was saying.
Oh, no, he was... Go ahead, Josh.
I was just reminding our fans, whether you're at a high school game, a college game, or a pro game, control your behavior. It's not worth getting into a fight or having a violent incident like you had out in San Francisco. Keep it under control and stay calm.
You know, and that's correct. And one of the more unfortunate things that came out of Fort Wayne North, Huntington North game was not that the frivolous allegations made by a Fort Wayne North assistant coach on a comment on a card instead of taking it to school administrators. Was the fact as the Fort Wayne North fans were sitting there interviewing Huntington North coach Gilg on the field for leaving there. Sunday later,
I think you're going through a bad cell area. That's one great thing about high school football, guys. We're trying to cover it from state to state. So if we get some bad cell coverage, we'll get him back. Are you back with us, Gary?
I am. Are you there?
I am. Sounded like you were going in and out of a can. I'm not sure.
I've got about a 45-minute drive home from my show. So rural part of Indiana. So.
Now you're going to be covering. You're not going to be covering any high school games tonight. You're headed up to Michigan tomorrow for the Michigan Notre Dame game.
No games tonight, and Michigan Notre Dame tomorrow. Michigan State the following week. Off to Pitt the weekend after that, and we even got our first Ohio State credentials for this weekend against Toledo. So we'll have Brian Pitzer covering that for the Gary Snyder Show on Monday. And just looking, we were talking a little earlier on my show. There's a big game coming up in Michigan against Nebraska on November 19th. Boy, that'd be a nice trip to make, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I think it would be an awesome trip to make. Any chance the Gary Snyder credentials can work up there?
I actually have for the Purdue game. So.
Oh, okay, great. Well, guys, we've only got just a few short minutes left here. I know that we want to talk a little bit about the Ritter game that's coming up tonight. Josh, Ritter undefeated. What are some of the keys that they've got tonight to beat Speedway?
Well, actually, that game's also at Lucas Oil Stadium tomorrow. I believe they're having a high school four-pack is what they're calling it. That may not be the actual name, but like I said, Ritter has six players that are suspended for alcohol-related incidents, including their star sophomore quarterback, who's being recruited out here by just about any school within 300 miles of Cardinal Ritter, which is surprising seeing how he goes to Cardinal Ritter. But I don't know if they can overcome those six suspensions against the Speedway team. That's already scored 62 points in three games and has averaged something like 48 points a game, which you only play 48 minutes in high school, so they're averaging a point a minute.
Well, that's pretty good. Now, for those of you that don't know, and if you live here in Indianapolis, on the west side of Indianapolis, you need to probably be headed toward Giant Stadium there at Ben Davis High School, where number one, Warren Central, is taking on number four, Ben Davis. And I tell you what, it is the biggest game of the city, and the interstates completely reflect that. And I think there's somewhere around 7,000 fans there for a high school football game. That's just awesome. Now, Gary used to live down there in the Fishers area. Number 8 Fishers has taken on number 11 Avon. Have you heard anything about the Fishers team tonight, or are you just kind of been focusing on up there at Huntington, Marion, and Fort Wayne schools?
Yeah, I've been focusing up here on the schools up here in the Marion, Huntington, and Fort Wayne area.
Okay, so what are the key games this weekend in Fort Wayne, Grant County, and Huntington area there? Obviously, we talked about the one down here in Indianapolis, but go ahead.
Well, I think you have Eastbrook taking on Alexandria. Eastbrook tonight, they are a 1A powerhouse, and watch out for them. Marion travels down to Richmond. Marion has a very high-scoring, very prolific offense. Now, they give up the about the same amount on defense, but they can put some points on the board. And then up here, obviously, in Huntington, we're focused on the Huntington-North Kokomo game tomorrow. And I might add, on a Huntington-North team that that is probably undermanned and undersized against a Kokomo team, they always seem to play in close and play a good game against Kokomo. There's a lot of rivalry there that's developing not only in football but basketball and baseball in that big NCC matchup. So don't necessarily count Huntington North out of this game. You know, if you remember last year's game, they had to be in the third quarter. Much more. But don't look for this game to necessarily be a blowout, because these are two NCC rivals that really do not like each other.
Oh, absolutely, and I think that's going to be a good game and a good opportunity to do that. And, guys, we certainly want to encourage you to go to your local high school football game and go and cheer these kids on. Some of the other games that we're covering here at The Balance, guys, is Pike is at number 12, Lawrence Central. And I know, Josh, you and I had that marked down to talk about tonight. So what are the keys to that game?
Well, Pike is 1-2. They certainly didn't plan on being 1-2 this late into the season. They have a star sophomore. They have a star quarterback who just committed to Purdue University, where he'll be a wideout. And Lawrence Central is always fast, but they play in a tough conference and they got a tough sectional. So for them to be 2-1, they can't be too upset about it. I would expect a high scoring game out of Pike and Lawrence Central.
Okay. Some of the other Metro games here, Lawrence North has taken on North Central, Rebuff, and Broad Ripple. That's also going to be a good game as well. Another good game, Crawfordsville and Western Boone. Any of you guys have any thoughts on that game?
That's a good old Sagamore Conference game. They're both in the same conference as the Frankfort Hot Dogs we were talking about a little bit earlier in the Danville Warriors. Western Boone's actually having a pretty good year. They traditionally have been really bad in the regular season. They turned it on in the state tournament. I don't know anything about the Crawfordsville Athenians, but I'm going to go ahead and say Weibo beats Crawfordsville by a touchdown.
All right. Well, guys, we do this every Friday night. We talk high school football. It's the Balance Pep Rally. And I tell you what, we have a lot of fun doing it. We try to cover as many games as we absolutely can. We lost Gary. I know he's driving out in rural Indiana, and he's going to be headed tomorrow up to Notre Dame and Michigan game. And we're going to make sure that we get him on the show tomorrow to talk that and to break that down again. Tomorrow's the Balance Gridiron, and we're going to spend 2 hours talking football. More talking football than any two people should be allowed to do. We've got a jam-packed day full of guests, so we want to make sure that you guys give us a listen right here tomorrow on Blog Talk Radio. Josh is out at Warren Central and Ben Davis game tonight. Josh, real quickly here, Josh, what I want to do is just do a recap of what's coming up, and go ahead and give us the 1 minute timeout today's pep rally.
Well, tonight Ben Davis tries to send a 10-year losing streak to Warren Central in the regular season over here at Giant Stadium. It's going to be a tall task for the BD Giants. Also, want to remind people, I won't be able to broadcast live from the IU Virginia game, but I will have a report from the IU Virginia game Monday night.
Okay, well, that sounds like a plan. Guys, this has been the Balance Pep Rally. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern, for the Balance Gridiron. Josh, have a great day. We're out of here. We'll see you tomorrow.